This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Kip Strassma and nationally renowned artist and musician Preston Jackson. They're here to tell us more about the Maxim Building Fall Art Show, the opening reception of which takes place tonight at 5 p.m. in the atrium of the Maxim Building. Preston and Kip, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, Kip, let's start with you. If you can give us a little bit of the history of not only the Maxim Building, but also this gallery space that's now developed there.
Well, the Maxim Building has been in a state of transformation, I would say, ever since the Build a Block was finalized and we had the Peoria Riverfront Museum completed. It's a uniquely positioned building, and it has mixed purpose, mixed use. There are multiple businesses and condominiums there. And because of that, there's this entryway that is very open and inviting. It's vibrant with light, and it's got very, very tall ceilings. And the companies got together as a group. We talked about what could we do in order to liven it up, given where we were with respect to Sculpture Walk Peoria, the museum that I've mentioned, the Contemporary Arts Center, and we decided that we would try and put art in the atrium as, you know, our contribution to what was happening around us.
And I know you've had at least one previous art show in that same space. How did that go? Did that lead into decisions that you made about this exhibit?
Well, the first step was to get insurance.
Oh.
And that was a tip from my mentor. I had no one does this alone. And so I talked with William Butler, who is a very talented director for the Contemporary Arts Center. And I said to William, I said, we would like to do this. Can you help us? And he said, in his generous way, he said, well, let me help you. And so for the first two shows, I was his mentee, and I learned from him about insurance and about how to get the arrangements in place and then how to place things as a curator, everything from the locations to the cards of where the name place cards would go. And so the first two were with his guidance, and he helped to select the artist and the number and helped me with the placements. The last two shows, I've been on my own. I think William let me graduate. He said I was tired of me being a student, and as an academic, I understand that. And so I was out on my own and trying to reach out to artists and looking for opportunities where we could put mixed media, mixed pieces. And that's what this show has become, is a compilation of artists. And this is what I'm so excited about, is that it's a compilation of artists who contribute one piece or a cluster of pieces, but they are then invited to come and be part of the opening and talk about their work as we are moving through the space and experiencing it for the first time. So it's really a celebration, a gathering of artists. And in my view, the more artists that we can have present for something like that, given the space that we have, the better and richer and more diverse the experience is going to be for everyone who attends.
Tonight is the opening reception, as you've mentioned, but what do you hope this space provides and this exhibit provides beyond tonight? So as this is kind of a non-traditional gallery space, in a sense, how are you hoping that the public will continue to interact with these pieces? Is the hope that they just come in off the street on their lunch break? How do you see the public engaging with this space?
Well, tonight's specific event is an opening at 5 o'clock where artists will be present and they will talk about their individual works.
Mm-hmm.
But right after that, the event following is dinner in the Broadway Lounge and then jazz. The trio, the Nathan Taylor trio, will be for one set, 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a celebration of art in a sense. And the Broadway Lounge, Andrew Driscoll, who has conceived of this concept, and our neighbors, Hall, Rustman, Fritz, CSE Software, the residents in the building, can participate in this art for 6 months. Then anyone can come in during business hours and see the works as an exhibit, as it's intended, much like you would in a museum, or participate in other events that are going on in the Broadway Lounge that have been sponsored and produced by the Waterhouse. And so really it's an opportunity to come back and see the work in different venues with different people, with different light. And really just to, you know, see how the piece changes in your own mind as you look at it multiple times. And so it's just a wonderful space to celebrate art, and the only way that happens is by looking for partners. And we have some great partners in our neighborhood with the museum, with the Contemporary Arts Center, Sculpture Walk Peoria, yes. The restaurants that are in the area, the businesses that are close by. And so they are the ones who have situated us into this really, really unique position. And I think other buildings, other individuals who are interested in the arts and bringing something like this to, you know, their own space would start by looking for partners, mm-hmm. and say, you know, this is something we would like to do, and identify people who have interest and energy and an opportunity to help make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I know that one of the motifs or the themes of the show is audience participation and press, and I'm just wondering, what will you be doing tonight to interact with people, to encourage them to interact both with you as an artist and with your work?
Okay. Once again, I hope I'm not overdoing this. But young Kip, he says, why don't we document this? I took it rather lightly. You know, I wanted to be cool because I'm so much older than he is. But he says, why don't we document this? So for a few nights, maybe several nights, he would come in with his tape recorder and ask me questions and tape it on video, yeah. You know. And it was perfect. It really blew my mind, you know, checking out the results of it. And, I mean, a perfect marriage between audio arts and visual arts. So I'm saying that this is an element of the arts, you know, and artists are always busy or concerned about communicating and getting the message out through their subject matter. Well, here it is again. We kicked it up by doing that.
We've been talking with Preston Jackson and with Kip Strasma about the Maxim Buildings Art Show. It begins with an opening tonight at 5 o'clock. Thank you both again for being with us here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Also this Sunday evening at 6 p.m., the Central Illinois Jazz Society presents John Miller and the Romaniacs at the Trailside Event Center. For more information, you can visit cijs.org.
And the Peoria Park District and the German American Central Society are hosting Oktoberfest on the Peoria Riverfront this weekend. It's a 3-day celebration of German heritage and culture. There are about a dozen bands scheduled to perform, along with dance, food, and drink. It runs tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday on the riverfront.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can listen to this interview again on the NPR One app or by going to our website, PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.